Well, you know, we've talked about it a lot before, that ranging from the Prius and that at 50 plus miles per gallon for most of its owners, which is just awesome. Short of riding a scooter and running the risk of getting rained on, you're not going to get better fuel economy than you're going to get with a car like a Prius, a hybrid. There are hybrids in all three of our lines, in Nissan, Toyota, and Honda, and it's just remarkable. Even mid-sized vehicles, you can get a Camry in a hybrid. You can get an Accord in a hybrid. You can even get a Toyota Highland or sport utility vehicle in a hybrid that's going to get you all-wheel drive capability and upwards of 36, 37 miles of the gallon, which is kind of unheard of.
That is unheard of.
I've got a good friend of mine, Paul, that's got a hybrid. He's got a Toyota Prius. And it's, I want to say, about 05 or 06, and he continuously gets 55, 60 miles to the gallon. And I've heard people say they might be a little concerned about the battery system, and that he's got no trouble with that, and that vehicle is that old. What's it kind of like now for 2014?
The lifespan, even on the ones that go back 8 to 10 years, is upwards of 15 years. Does that mean that every single one of them is going to last 15 years and 200,000 miles? I can't guarantee that, unfortunately. But the average lifespan seems to be about 14 years and somewhere in the range of 200,000 miles. Most people aren't going to keep a car that long anyway. So it's, for most of us, that's kind of a one of those strange concerns that, you know, no matter what kind of car you buy, if you're planning on keeping it for about 4 or 5 years and 60 or 70,000 miles, questions about what it's going to be like at 200,000 miles have always kind of struck me as irrelevant. I don't know about you guys, but but it's remarkable system, and it's lighter now, so the newer ones are bigger, safer, more comfortable, and are still getting that 50 plus miles per gallon.
The one thing that I was watching this week in particular, and I know you've been talking about this in terms of the marks that you carry there with Toyota and Honda and all of the brands at Riverside and Marquette, in terms of top 10 sales and everything like that, where they perform. But, you know, we're in an era right now where everybody's talking about recalls of this and this car getting pulled back in and this investigation and whatnot. Yet, numbers released this week, car sales are up. People are buying. Is it just because, I don't know, we made it through one hell of a nasty winter, maybe they're looking for something new? I mean, what do you think it could be that we've made it to this point where the sales are stronger than they've been in a long time?
Well, there's a couple of things. One of them, I think, definitely is that the long winter has created some pent-up demand for a lot of products. As you drive up and down 41 here in Marquette, and it's wonderful to see, every restaurant seems to be full.
Yeah.
There are people out doing things. Every house you drive by every evening now has the grill going. There's a lot of pent up, been stuck in the house, snowing. Just before we came on the air, the last thing I said was, and look, it's not snowing. Because every Thursday for weeks upon weeks upon weeks upon weeks, it was. So yeah, there's some pent up demand. There's also still very, very, very record low interest rates. We've got 0% on 65% of our cars, our new vehicles. We've got rates on used vehicles at 1.9% for up to 72 months for qualified customers.
Well, it would be a good time then to come in and take a look.
Oh, it's a great time. And it's a beautiful weekend coming up, so a particularly good time right now. But it's but interest-wise, it really is great. And frankly, the economy, for all of the naysayers out there, when restaurants are full and stores are full and everybody's out buying things, I'm not sure it's all that bad.
But right now, inventory on the lot, come on in, and interest rates are low.
They are low. They're everything's nice and clean and pretty. Everybody likes a newer vehicle than what they have now.
Yeah.
So the other thing we're doing, I have to go to the service department for just a minute.
Sure.
We are in the process as we speak. We have folks in there right now with forklifts and wrenches and torches, and we are installing all new lifts in our service department.
Oh, all right.
Which is one of those very invisible projects in a dealership. But
so key to the service department.
It is critical. We had some older equipment there. There are a lot of updates that we will talk about over the course of the next few months. And in starting in the spring, everyone in Marquette County will see huge changes in and around our facility. And over the next couple of years, we will have something brand new and beautiful there. But it's been talked about for a long time, and it is definitely going to happen. But right now, the new lifts are a big project for us. And we'll be changing a little bit of the layout in our shop. We'll actually be able to get cars in and out more quickly.
Oh, all right.
It was, as for those that have been around for a while in the market. That's an old Angeles grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And it was renovated and turned into an automobile dealership. And anytime you take a building and you modify it into some different function, there's usually at least one or two incidences where you need some Tylenol for that headache.
There has to be a spirit of compromise. Yes,
yes, there has been a spirit of compromise for 20-some years in there. And it will continue, but we're moving toward something very new and very beautiful, and we'll start finalizing plans on that. But for now, great cars, great service, and really just a fantastic couple of guys in our body shop, and they're doing a wonderful job. Our customers have never, ever been happier with the body work that's been done. Dave and Justin Hance are doing work in there that is phenomenal. For a lot of you know those names from years in this business in the collision mm-hmm. centers in town, and they just do a super job.
Well, just for folks that are looking, you know, going to have a nice day today, nice couple of days here, you maybe get out, check out a few vehicles, take them for a test spin. What are your hours and how do they find you?
We are in from 8 until 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturday. And the easiest way to find us, well, of course, is we're right on US 41 behind the Wendy's in the Marquette Mall, but also at riversidemarquette.com.
Sounds great. And when you stop in, say you heard Paul on the radio, it always,
yeah,
you know, he likes to hear that. That's good.
I will say one thing, too. If you're thinking at all about getting a hybrid, stop in and drive one. You will be amazed.
I think people, you know, and we could obviously talk about this some more, but we'll just wrap up with this, that it's worth taking it for a drive just to see what it's like, because you'll probably have a lot of your preconceptions become misconceptions and
absolutely.
Get the real information.
It will absolutely blow away your preconceptions because the power delivery is fantastic. I'm assuming that's what Mike was talking about. It's,
yeah, it's part
remarkable.
Of it. Yeah.
You hop in that car.
Very comfortable as well.
They look tiny, but all these small cars are engineered very well. But the power delivery of a hybrid is really remarkable.
And the website again?
RiversideMarquette.com. Spell it right out.